Looks like you've got some extra room on your plate. How about a helping of fun talk and real stories? This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
Glad you're along for the ride. Love getting your feedback on the program. Drop me a line, jwest@westpromedia.com. Or drop the lovely one a line. What's your email address? Go ahead and tell them.
It's Tracy, no E, at westpromedia.com.
The correct way to spell Tracy.
Now, do we actually have to type in no E?
You know, I was kind of wondering, maybe that's why I don't get any emails from people.
Tracy, without an E.
I think that they're actually typing that.
That might be the case.
We'll just leave it at Tracy@westpromedia.
Okay, there you go.
That's why.
And check out our Facebook page, too, because there's some bizarre and funky things there.
Oh, I always have something to say. And
you
Jamie
do.
Will have a comment for everything. So check us out. Like us at CHML Sunday Brunch.
All right. It is time for the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition with Bob Assadorian from Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. Bobby, good to have you back on the program. Welcome.
Happy to be here. Good morning, Jamie, Tracy, and Hamilton.
All right.
Good morning.
We're going to talk today about soffits and fascia. It sounds like a cosmetic surgical procedure on somebody's face and neck, but it's not. It has a lot to do with your house. What the heck is soffits and fascia?
Well, nobody looks up enough. Nobody certainly looks
right.
up enough. They like looking down and straight at granite and maybe a little bit up at the pot lights and hardwood. But no, soffit fascia is important if you look up and walk around your home. Let's start with soffit. It is the underside of your roof's edge. Now, the edge that sticks out or jogs out just past your home's wall, whether it's a brick wall, stone, vinyl siding, doesn't matter. There are, however, some very, very old Hamilton homes, historical homes. They essentially have what's called a parapet wall. So it's a brick or stone wall. This is way back before soffit and fascia came around.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the sides of the home, usually always brick and stone with those homes, it continues up a couple of feet past the roof, and it actually forms the top of a triangle. So those historical homes, there is no soffit and fascia. The brick walls actually rise above.
Right.
Terrible engineering. Very poor thought, not much thought when they did that, because that brick and stone deteriorates just like it would on a chimney. But anything built the last, the last 50 years or so, you definitely have that soffit and fascia. Now, fascia is easy. Fascia as in your face. The face is the part, fascia is the part that faces you.
Right.
So when you glance up at the roof, the edge that sticks out, the fascia is the part facing you. Also, you can think of it as your eavesdrop. All eavesdrops are mounted on the fascia, and then the underside part is the soffit.
Okay, gotcha. How much do we have to pay attention to maintaining these things? Is this something we need to look at annually? Is this something we need to glance up at every 5 years? I mean, you've already made the point that the problem is we hardly ever look up.
Well, a lot depends on the age and the type of the home. Now, let's look at maintenance-free. Pretty well all new modern construction. The fascia is capped with... Now, your fascia is always going to be a 2x6 or 2x8 piece of lumber. It has to be strong because in most cases, depending on the style of your home, your eavesdrops mounted to the fascia. The exception, obviously, your gables. You know, the triangle shapes of the roof?
Yeah.
There's no eavesdrop there, so you don't have a weight issue. But fascia always starts off with a wooden 2x, either 2x6 or 2x8 in most cases. Now, with modern construction, it's capped with aluminum fascia. So again, there's always wood fascia. You have to have the structure, the strength. Modern construction, it's capped in beautiful aluminum, any color that you choose, if it's you building the home or remodeling. So it is maintenance-free. I mean, 50, 60, 70 years, the sun will be beating on it. That stuff will look great.
Right.
Now, the soffit. Again, now, modern new construction, going back probably only 20, 30 years, there's absolutely no wood where the soffit is, and usually it's fully ventilated. So aluminum soffit comes in two ways. It can either be solid, and it's got those little square designs.
Yep, yep.
Or it's fully ventilated. Fully ventilated is the ideal, because think of it now, that is one half of your intake. That's your one nostril letting air in, then your roof vents on top, or the other nostril letting it out. Inhale, exhale, makes your shingles last. It dissipates the heat and the horribly high temperatures of inside the attic space, so that's important. Now, if we go back 20, 30 years ago, they were using wood underneath the soffit, and that's what causes the problem now, because when you have wood under the soffit, every so many feet, you might have like a mesh screen grill, or somebody's cut it out and put what looks like a register in there. So that's for it to breathe.
Right, right. And the problem, as I understand it, Bobby, from my rudimentary knowledge of renovations, and you'll correct me obviously here if I'm wrong, is that you need that breathing to take place. Often, if you go into older homes that don't have the ventilated soffits, what you might notice, I think, are ceiling cracks and that kind of thing. And is that not directly related to the house being able to breathe?
Yes, correct. Now, speaking of ceiling cracks, that's more common with plaster. And there's a lot, awful lot of homes in Hamilton that still have architectural, you know, gorgeous ceilings made out of plaster. The plaster cannot take the heat as well as the drywall. So that heat buildup in the roof, I only caught one half of it. So, Jamie, you're awesome. You know, the other half of what I talked about, the shingles, you hit the nail on the head there. The opposite side of the shingles would be the deck, the floor area of the attic, which is all the second floor ceilings or the main floor ceilings in a bungalow. So the plaster, yes, it can crack. It can cause problems if you're not having a way to dissipate all of that tremendous heat. You need the air coming in as a breeze. Pushes the heat up, lets it exhale out the rooftop vents.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, when you're dealing with soffits and fascia, is that a specialty for contractors all on its own, Bobby, or is that an add-on to hiring a roofing contractor or some other type of contractor, or is that a real specialty unto itself?
Well, it's interesting. Technically, it's a specialty. Now, it falls into a lot of categories. A good roofer will have a long and honest chat with the homeowner if their soffit's blocked, if it's solid wood, if it's not working properly, because his job is to put in the adequate amount of roof vents. According to the Ontario Building Code, one roof vent per every, 300 square feet of roof. But in my opinion, you should double that. You can't have too many roof vents. As long as they're installed properly. So a good roofer will explain to the homeowner that they must address whether the roofer can do it or he doesn't wish to or he's not in the expertise to do it. Someone has to address the soffits if they're blocked or there is no ventilation because it will negate, it will void out the warranty directly from the shingle manufacturer. And as of this year, we're looking at 60 to 70 year warranties on some of these shingles. I mean, I think it's gotten a little crazy. I don't know how much of it's marketing, how much of it is reality, but the warranty's only as good as who's standing behind it. So I know for a fact when there's a warranty issue, it's for a reputable roofer or manufacturer, the manufacturer has to send their rep down. When they come down, and they'll do a few tests. I mean, they will know if the soffit's blocked or if it's fake soffit. And remind me, Jamie, if I forget, we've definitely got to address fake soffit, fake ventilation in the soffit. If there's an issue, the roofing manufacturer of the shingle manufacturer, will indeed deny that warranty because the shingles, they didn't stand a chance without the soffit working.
Isn't that interesting? It's all connected, right?
Everything's interconnected. It has to breathe properly. It's a must.
Right. And again, the beauty of remodeling and that kind of thing is that, there's every type of color under the rainbow now. And generally, materials are better and more durable than they ever were before. Of course, you've pointed this out many times during our segments. You know, there's low end and there's high end and there's something in the middle. You've got to find the right thing, right?
You've got to find the right area. And as I always tell homeowners, if you're doing it yourself, you know, if you're tempting fate to cut the crooked and overcharging contract out of the equation, the money you are saving, which in many cases is 70% labor, 30% materials. So there's an awful lot to save on the plate. Save that money, reinvest it into your home, buy the best quality number one shingle, aluminum soffit fascia or troughs, or that kitchen, basement, bathroom components. Buy the best because you're saving the materials. Now back to Jamie, I don't want to forget that part of your question. Many roofers I find about 50% won't touch soffit and fascia. They'll advise, they'll tell you about it if they're reputable and honorable. If not, they'll farm it out or they'll tell you to hire somebody else. So there are an awful lot of companies out there that do eavesdrops, soffits, and fascia sort of as a trade component. And then there's a lot of contractors that do it as well that may do indoor and outdoor work.
All right. Bobby, how do people get a hold of you?
I am the easiest fellow to get a hold of, 289-649-0196, or find us on the web, www.justaskbob.com. And I'll shout out to our favorite electrician, our sponsor for today's show, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical, the most honest and respected in the business. Please call on him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website.
Excellent. Bob Assadorian, the Just Ask Bob Show, radio edition here and on Cable 14. Love hearing from you and learning from you. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you, Jamie and Tracy, and thank you, Hamilton. Till next time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lots more to come on this edition of Sunday Brunch, including what's on Tracy's mind, the retro record review, and a whole lot of other nonsense for a Sunday right here on AM 900.